Really happy to be able to have my guests in this morning. First off, Senator Paul Shimps, good to see you, Paul.
Good to see you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Man, you've been busy.
I have. You know, I'm not up for re-election this cycle. I'm 2 years into a four-year term, but that's still it's a big district. There's always a lot of stuff going on, so I definitely keep busy. And the way I look at it is anytime I do not have to go up to Springfield, I feel like I've got a credit balance, so it's just good to be able to be down in the district here.
And it's interesting because we got something to talk about other than the election, which is really fun. So that's coming up, and that's why Professor Mark, this is going to be one of those days, apparently. So at this point, Professor Kyle Harfs, joining us this morning. He's the executive director of the Southern Illinois Research Park, and it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Tom.
When you were in the studio last time, what were we talking about?
We were talking about research in the university and commercialization of intellectual property.
Oh, that's one of the good ones. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, idea generators, right? Ideas are money now.
Right.
In the most literal of senses, and we fight over it all the time.
Absolutely.
So you want to take ownership of this. Now, here's the interesting thing. Now, Paul, I'm really kind of uncertain how this started, but you wanted to lean into SIU for assistance on creating a plan for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources within the 58th Senate District.
That's correct. Prior to getting into politics, I spent my adult life in the Marine Corps, and the second-to-last job that I had in the Marine Corps was I was the strategist for energy and environment in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Basically, I was a strategic planner for energy and environment issues. And I carried that experience with me, and one of my legislative priorities this past spring was I felt like I wanted to get some strategic planning studies done for both the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta, and also for Pyramid State Park in Perry County. And that's because one of my beliefs is, unless you have a plan, unless you know where you're going, you're not going to be successful. Success does not happen by accident. And really, for those two facilities, I feel like they have the potential to generate a lot of economic activity for Southern Illinois, and I wanted to make sure that we knew what we were going to be able to do to maximize the potential of those two facilities.
And the interesting thing there, Kyle Harfs joining us this morning, is there's two different kinds of facilities here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very different kinds of facilities. Sure, both under the umbrella of IDNR, but more, well, one, well, how do you differentiate themselves? I know I've got an idea. What's your differentiation?
Well, first of all, we're treating them as two different projects. Strategic planning activities are independent of one another, and we've created a task force of key stakeholders in the region, both from the public as well as private sectors. And right now we're going through a scan of the environment, both externally as well as internally to each state park.
All right. When you say environment, the financial environment and the physical environment.
Everything.
All right, because one of my favorite parks is the Saline County Conservation District. Love going there. Been going there since I was a kid. But after the years, IDNR and the big cuts, I mean, Senator, is there a department that took bigger cuts longer than IDNR? Because I don't think there are. Wayne Rosenthal tells me he doesn't think so either.
I don't think so. IDNR has really seen their budgets absolutely slashed. And when I first filed legislation to require them to do strategic planning studies for these two facilities, the response was, well, you know, we think it's a good idea, but we really don't have the resources to devote to this.
Right.
And that's where I was able to reach out to the chancellor of SIU Carbondale, Carlo Montemagno, and asked him if he would be willing to have the university take the lead on this study rather than have the Department of Natural Resources take the lead on it, because they really didn't have the resources and the expertise to do the kind of planning that really needs to be done for both these facilities.
And for a good, insightful strategic plan, Kyle, you have to have some objectivity, too.
Absolutely.
You can't be too close to a problem.
Right.
I'm one of those guys that I have to watch myself if I'm too close. But I was going back to Saline County Conservation District. Because of my repeated visits over and over and over again, I can see how the environment has changed. I don't know how else to reference. I call it threadbare. But you can see whether it's a bathroom here or erosion there. You see an environment change over a period of time. Now, when it comes to the shooting complex, on the other hand, it's about bringing customers in a more literal sense, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Grand Americans are an international shooting competition that takes place the end of July, 1st of August. And part of our planning process, we did survey individuals who were there, and that was one of the focus areas of the university initially. And we have some pretty good data from those surveys.
Yeah, but you and I both know the same thing. A single meet, or even two, does not rationalize the expense, first construction, then upkeep of that location. You need to make it a little bit of money every weekend wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
Absolutely. One of the things we're also looking at is both parks are underutilized, and how can we go through the process and get more activities taking place, and that's where we're at right now.
Well, see, for Pyramid State Park, here's my plan. Throw away all cell phones. More people will go to the park. I don't think mine's implementable.
Well, one of the interesting things about Pyramid State Park is most people don't know this, but it is the largest state park in Illinois.
Well, when I was looking, 924 acres. I think
about 19,000 acres.
All right, and then here I'm looking at 19. Oh, this must be your research park, the number there. Let
okay.
me get that right. So, I mean, really a huge amount of area. Well, at the same time, you've got people saying, you shouldn't be in there, let nature be nature. So then, now you've gone from a strategic plan to a balancing act.
Absolutely. There is like you said, a balancing act, and so that's why from the university we have ecologists as well as wildlife people in addition to business people. One of the activities that has been undertaken in the College of Business, there's a market research class that's trying to get the pulse of the business community in both Sparta as well as Perry County and specifically Pinckneyville.
Is this about making more money at these locations? Is that what this is about, Senator?
I don't think it's about just making more money. This has, you know, both these facilities have, you know, are potential economic engines for the region, but I think they're also quality of life issues. You know, we want to have people come to Southern Illinois and stay in Southern Illinois because this is just a great place to live. And if you have these facilities that allow you to, if you own firearms and want a place where you can shoot them, if you have a place where you want to do some camping or you want to do field trials with, you know, with horses, or if you want to do just any kind of outdoor recreation activity, having these two facilities be operating at their maximum potential is something that I think increases the quality of life in our region, and it's going to be something that's going to make more people want to come and live in Southern Illinois and stay in Southern Illinois. So I think it's not just the economics, but it's also the quality of life.
I like the takeaways from research, I really do, but then there's the practical application. And so I think one of the ways that we take math and make it work is by storytelling. As long as you're intellectually honest, sophistry is not a good thing to go in here, because you can take a look and say, hypothetically, you do the research on the shooting complex in Sparta. Well, you get one story when you've got a four-lane highway from Murfreesboro to St. Louis as opposed to the scattered way that we all get up there now, right? Something that the senator and I have talked about, because that alone, access alone, and then the name, shooting complex, and you go there, and there is so much more than shooting. The incredible hookups for the camping facilities there is just one example, because that is a lot more than shooting a clay pigeon, that whole location. It's really, unless you've been there, I think it's kind of glamorous. I don't think that's off base.
No, not at all. When our team of researchers were there in early August, we witnessed, 5,000 people, and it was like one big community. The amount of, or the level of politeness was just amazing.
Yeah, and they all run down to Walmart and buy shells.
Mm-hmm.
And they all run down and buy a sandwich. I talked to the people in Sparta, a couple of doctors up there in particular, who had said, no, you don't understand what this means. They come running into town. We've got all these people out here, and then what few hotel rooms they do have. They're full, but the campground's busy, and the city, there's a payoff there. There's a, you know, that synergy that goes on, which was, of course, the expectation, but it was a pricey bargain at best whenever we got started on this. So when you look forward to this, what's your kind of takeaway on how we capitalize on this? I very often find the people, anecdotal evidence here, the people come here and they say, is this all there is? What else do I do now? And in particular, I see that at parks. Bellsmith Springs, met a group there, 19, and they're going, well, we've been here all day, now what do we do? And it seems like there's they expect a Branson-esque type of experience when we're a little more rural.
Yeah, one of the I guess reactions I would have to that is the idea of public-private partnerships. To expect the state and specifically the Department of Natural Resources to bring everything in is not fair. And one of the advantages of this type of planning process, where the key stakeholders are part of the task force, is you get that public-private partnership, and I think it's critical for success.
And you see that at the gateway, Shawnee National Forest, there's an outpost down here not far from Garden of the Gods where a person has put up a building there. They call it literally the outpost, I think. And they're expanding already. That's the kind of relationships you want to try to grow. But first, you have to legitimize it through the strategic planning.
Right. And as Senator Schimpf said, if you don't have a plan, basically, you have a plan to fail.
Right.
And one of the great things about this process that's being undertaken right now is it's not something that is driven from the top down. It's really something that is being driven from the bottom up, in that the first step was to convene all the stakeholders. And it's not the bureaucrats in Springfield that are saying, okay, this is what it needs to be. It's the groups like the Friends of the Shooting Complex or the Friends of Pyramid State Park, these local stakeholders who use the facilities or want to use them more. They are the ones that are really driving the process. SIU Carbondale is leading it. But it's being driven, and the content is being provided by our local stakeholders. And we're about 3 months into this process. We started having meetings in June. We're going to continue having meetings throughout the remainder of 2018. I think the goal is to have this finished up by the end of 2019. So this is something that has been going for a little while, but it's still underway. And if people feel like they have something to add to the process, they're certainly welcome to contact my legislative office, and we can get them plugged into the process as well. And the number that they can call my legislative office is 618-684-1100.
All right, in the memorandum, when it comes to this, the SIUC and IDNR will produce separate strategic planning studies for both sites. We're talking about the shooting complex in Sparta and Pyramid, assess the current capability of each facility to fulfill its mission. Do you have everything you need to be able to do what you want to do? Identify infrastructure, staffing, and promotional needs of the facility. Got to tell the story, which I always love. And explore how each facility can serve as an economic driver for the region. Which brings us to one of the difficulties. It's Illinois. People are kind of having an aversion to Illinois at this point. And I think in part of the strategic plan, do you have to say, look, there's a good reason to build it and they will come. We've built it. Now we've got to give them the good reason, tell them the story. Is that kind of your takeaway?
I would agree with that. And again, at the end of the day, the university's not going to write the plan. It's going to be the key stakeholders from that region or from those regions. And a document may be prepared. Here's our plan.
You know what I hear when you say that, Kyle? We need people to buy in. It needs to be their idea. They have to be able to be behind it, because we go about our lives, and this is important to them, and they need to buy in. Instead of it coming from overhead, that it comes from the ground up.
I would agree with that.
And people buy in. Then it's my idea, and people, I'm the same way. I think we all are. I like my ideas. Sometimes I know they're stupid, but, right? And sometimes you got to be objective as well. I'm going to be rude, so you have to forgive me, Professor. I'll change the subject on the senator here real quick. You were just in D.C.
I was. Last week, the Trump administration asked state and local officials from Illinois to come out and have a summit and talk about what Illinois needed from the federal government, what the federal government could do for the state of Illinois. So I went out there. The summit, the conference was last Thursday afternoon, and it was a productive meeting. I'll be honest with you. I was worried that it might just be a dog and pony show.
Right.
It was a very good discussion. There was a lot of back and forth talking about what we feel like we need to succeed in Illinois, what we think we can get from the or what the federal government could do, and it was a it was a valuable event to attend, and I got a chance to shake the hand of Vice President Pence, and I thanked him for being a Marine Corps dad. I found out that his son is a Marine Corps aviator, so when I saw him, I said, "Thank you for being a Marine Corps dad." And right. his eyes just lit up. So it was a great experience.
You know what's interesting is the senator goes to D.C. and says, "What do we need?" And you and I can almost look out the window here, almost, and see the Shawnee National Forest, which is, of course, Federales, right? We're talking about IDNR, Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And I can't help but think the work that you're doing, Professor Harfs, can have a template that can be transferred over into other facilities that would speed up strategic planning once you've learned some of the big bones and where to hang the numbers.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things, if you want to compare other projects that has taken place in Southern Illinois, 20 years ago, the university led a team of stakeholders through a task force of creating bike trails and taking a long-term approach for that. And, you know, 20 years later, you have 25 miles of bike trails at Wren Lake. You have bike trails and bike paths in Southern Illinois. Anytime there's a new construction project taking place, the bike lanes are considered a natural part of that planning.
Well, I've seen some of your work in the outcome. I ran into them at a place I call Buffalo Rock. Other people call it the Bleeding Buffalo. It's in Johnson County. And I meet probably about 7-8 guys. They have the Fat Tire event at Camp Ondesunk. The group I met were all financial planners out of St. Louis, financial guys and one thing or another, or investment bankers. And they were here doing the very thing, enjoying the biking. For the area out of Camp Ondesunk, where a local restaurant delivered all the food for them while they were there. So you start to see the work that you did start to manifest itself.
Touch of Nature, which is a part of the university south of Carbondale, they're in the process of building additional mountain biking trails as well.
Right. I talked to them not long ago, too, about this process. I wonder, do you know when they're going to get completed with that?
I think it's a never-ending process. They just build a couple miles at a time.
Right, and then add on, and then you have to keep up what's been used right. as well. Hey, Senator, it's good to see you again.
Well, thanks again for having me on. Just one final comment I'd like to make is just that, you know, you've heard me say before that as SIU Carbondale goes, so goes Southern Illinois. There's a flip side to that. I think as Southern Illinois goes, so goes the university. And I think if SIU Carbondale is going to be successful long-term, we need to have Southern Illinois be successful, and you know the university leadership recognizes this, and that's why I'm proud that they have stepped up and they're taking the lead on these strategic planning studies.
I think, Senator, that you said as so as Southern Illinois goes, so does SIU. That flip side of that, and you know that some people say, well, there's the tail wagging the dog here on this deal. The people live here. That you're right. We have to support one another. There has to be a synergy, something, a mutual support along that line, and we hope that's the case. I'm kind of curious, before I let you go, Professor Harfs, you talked about these stakeholders and people, because I run into people and they have ideas, and I'm like, wow, that's a really good idea. How do people get a hold of you if they've got something to contribute? How do they get a hold of the strategic planning? How can they buy in? How can they help?
Well, there's a simple requirement of being on the task force. You have to be supportive of each park. So if you want to be on the task force of the World Shooting Recreation Complex strategic planning, you have to be supportive of that. And so you can contact me at 618-453-3427 is my direct line, or my last name, harfs@siu.edu. And if you're interested in hearing more or want to be on the task force, we'd certainly love to have you.
How do you deploy? How do you see? I'm one of those guys that really kind of likes immediate gratification, and I love making plans. I'm a nut when it comes to stuff like that. But you have to delay the kind of joy of success, don't you? I mean, you put the work in, and then you sit back and watch and go, why aren't you doing what I said? Right? I know there's that aspect. But, I mean, you got to kind of put off the joy of success on this. You kind of monitor it and ongoing it. Is that hard?
You have to be. Yes, it is. You have to be extremely patient, but then looking at the rewards and the returns, it's just like planting an oak tree. You may not live to see it, but you want to plan for the future.
Right. And that's what it turns out most good Americans do. They think of the future. I was saying the same thing about Senator yesterday when I was commenting on his son yesterday. That's what it's all about is the future. So good to have you guys in. Best of luck, too. I'm really curious how this works out. I've always been curious about the nuts and bolts of this and how you qualify it. And sometimes you have a tendency to ridicule it and you go, oh, look at this number here. Where did this come from? Is it important or not? But as a body of work, details do build into big items, and this is one of the big ones, because out of the items that we see, and you see this in your district, Union County, Senator, the people in Union County have really taken the bit when it comes to making their area and promoting their area when it comes to tourism. They have really shown initiative, whether it comes to waterfowl or bed and breakfast or restaurants. Union County is one of those people that really, well, that's all right. If you guys don't want to do it, we'll take care of it. They really have taken the initiative.
They have, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons that I say salvation doesn't lie in Springfield. It's right here.